Hallelujah. We good? Praise God. Open your Bibles with me this morning to Isaiah chapter 48. Isaiah 48. You know, sometimes, to incite someone is to urge them on. And God wants us to increase. Amen. And you and I increase when we follow instructions. How many know that sometimes it's difficult for us to follow instructions? Is anybody besides me like that? Amen? Amen? The prophet Isaiah writes in Isaiah chapter 48, verse number 15. He said, I have spoken, yea, I have called him, I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God in his spirit have sent me. I'm going to focus your attention to verse number 17 this morning. And it says, thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. And today we're going to look at the title of this morning's message is the word spoken, to instruct, to increase, and to incite. Amen? Can we lift our Bibles together and make a declaration here and come into agreement? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word and grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do in each and every heart and each and every life. Father, I'm grateful, Father God, that you love us so much and you know us and that you'll meet us right where we're at, Father God. But you love us so much that you choose not to leave us there, that you take us from glory to glory, even as by your Spirit. So, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done and accomplished, you will receive all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So first we're going to look at, he sent his word to instruct. The word spoken is to give us instructions. The Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. All right? Amen? Say the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. Amen? So first thing I want to look at is, if you look with me in Jeremiah chapter 32, the prophet Jeremiah is speaking to those that were not taking heed to the word of God, that weren't listening. You know, the Bible says that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So every word has a benefit for you and I. One of the things God wants us to do in his word is he wants us to learn from the mistakes of others. I would like to rather learn from someone else's mistake than have to go through it myself. Amen? I'm getting wiser as I got gray. Then I got gray, and then the gray disappeared. I don't know what that's about. But in verse number 33, he says, and they have turned unto me the back and not the face. Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. Amen? So the Lord's speaking to you and I today about receiving what he has because God wants to do something in every heart and every life. If you think you just go to church just for going to church, you're at the wrong place, okay? This isn't just a place where we just come to church. Well, I believe God manifests himself and has a plan in every heart and life to do something to transform and change our lives. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So our minds are being renewed according to God's word. So he says to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he's given us a helper. Amen. You know, the word of God says in verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Amen. I'm thankful for the helper. I'm thankful for the advocate. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit that God gave us the spirit that dwells within us to help us have revelation, to help us have understanding, to guide us and direct us. He's our teacher. He's our advocate. He's a helper. Amen. And 1 John chapter 2, verse number 27. The word of God says, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointed teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. I love the way the prophet Hosea said in Hosea 10:12. He says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. Amen? So God's giving us instructions. This instructions that he has given to you and I is to profit us. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So God wants you and I to increase, okay? One thing about God is we cannot outgive him. Amen? So we have in John 16, verse 13 says, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. You know, the Bible says, without vision, people perish. Amen? You know, and God gives us revelation and understanding of things that are coming, and can prosper us and benefit us and bless us. You know, God gives us innovative ideas to be prosperous, to be blessing, you know. But he says to you and I, even in that, in Habakkuk, he says, write the vision and make it plain that they that read it may run with it. Though it may tarry, wait for it, for it shall surely come. It will not tarry. So, when God gives us and shows us things to come. You know, and if you're serving the Lord, there's one great day that's coming, and it's Christ's return. And Christ's return can come in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. And God wants us all to be prepared and ready. Amen? Amen. That's why we're here today. Not just for us. God is equipping us to reach someone else. Amen? Amen? Amen. Because there's a world that he loves. There's a world that's going to Hades. Kids in the room, I'll watch it. They're going to Hades, and God has the answer for it all, and his name is Jesus. Amen. 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 And all he is saying to you and I is you and I will get into his word and allow Jesus to arise in us. The enemy will be scattered. She's fine. Huh? Huh? 15 of you when you went to church. Amen. You know, it's kind of interesting. Even in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the Apostle Paul's teaching about marriage. It's kind of interesting. But even in the midst of this, there's this little nugget in the middle of it. Verse number 35. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 35. He says, "And this I speak for your own profit, for your benefit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that you may attend upon the Lord without distraction." Amen. How many know there's a lot of distractions out there today? How many know that our, even our children, because of the television and because of the computers and because of the things, their attention span is very small because everything's happening so quick? How many know that our children are growing up a lot smarter than we are? Hello? I mean, knowledge is increasing, and it's so fast, and it just totally amazes me how much the little children know. Amen? They just blow my mind away. Amen? Because they're thinking so quickly. Amen? And the problem is, sometimes you don't understand why the kids are so busy, because we're too slow for them. Because everything is moving fast in their world. Hello? Hello? But God wants us to profit. God wants us to benefit. Amen? That's why he gives us the instructions. And he always brings us increase in our lives. Amen? And 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm going somewhere with this. Bear with me. The Apostle Paul says this in verse number 10. He says, "Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness." Now, here's the problem. If you have a seed, and you don't sow it, it'll die. It'll never accomplish a thing. And this is spiritually, this is financially, this is physically. Amen? You know, he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. That's because we're working out. We change the way we live. Amen? Are you with me? Amen. That doesn't make it simple. That doesn't make it easy. But the Lord tells you and I, as we're looking at this, he says, "Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." God sends his word here to give us instructions so that we can have increase on all levels. Amen? I found one thing in my life that I can't outgive God. Amen? The more I give, the more he blesses. Amen? And I'm not just talking financially. I'm talking about physically. I'm talking about emotionally. I'm talking about spiritually. You know, just this morning, just now, the Lord touched my body. I was up all night. Yeah, I couldn't even move this morning. I was out of it. And then the Holy Spirit said, "Time." Amen. The Holy Spirit said, "Time," and the Lord did the work. But the enemy tried to put all these thoughts in my mind. Right? Amen. And he says, "Think on these things." Amen. We're going to think on the word of God and his blessing. Amen. And God wants everyone in the room to understand and have revelation of this. You are too blessed to be stressed. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what you're going through, this too shall pass. Hold on to his promises. All the promises of God to him are yes and amen. God wouldn't have told us it if it wouldn't come true. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man he needs to repent. God said it, and he'll do every last thing he said. Now, the key is for you and I to get it into our hearts and our lives to believe in his word, that he wants me to follow instructions, that he wants me to increase in all levels. Amen? Amen? You haven't even stepped to where God has you yet. Amen? And God wants you to catch a vision for your life, and a vision in ministry, and a vision in the secular world. And he wants you to catch a vision so you can run towards it. Yes. He said you'll run and not grow weary. You'll walk and not faint, because you're running towards something. And God doesn't want us to go through life just aimlessly. That's what happens so many times with men and women is they just go aimlessly. I'll just take life as it comes. You know? It's time to get up, shake off the dust, and do what God's called you to do. Amen? And let me say something. There's not one thing I said that was in the message for this day yet. But you know what? You know who's speaking to you? The Holy Spirit's speaking to you. The Holy Spirit. And somewhere and throughout the whole, he has speak to every last one in the room. God never leaves anyone out. Amen? Amen? And we don't look at others and say, well, you're here and you're there and you do this and you do this. We're not judging anybody. Judge not lest you be judged. Amen? Amen. I know where the Lord found me. He found me in the miry clay, okay? He found me. I was a mess. Amen. I was a big mess. But he delivered me. He set me free. And I have long suffering for people. I have patience, long suffering and patience that God has to do the work. I can't do it. Every time I try to get in front of God, I mess things up. Amen. I cause more damage than I do good. Amen. So he says that he wants us to increase. So he's kind of like inciting us. He's to incite us is to stir us to action. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 11. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead them, and there was no strange God with them. In other words, he says to us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you, your health, your wealth, your well-being, okay? So we're looking at this just as that eagle in Psalms 139. The psalmist writes, this is a prayer of a believer, a believing heart. Amen? He says, whither shall I go from the, in verse 7, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. And if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Amen? Amen. Hey, recognize that God only saves you, but he keeps you. Amen? Amen? I'm so grateful that I have a keeper. Amen? That loves me. He loves me. That he created me. And there's no one he created like me, and there's no one he's created like you. He's created each and every one of us different. We all have different DNA. Amen? We're all made up differently. And all God wants you to do is be the best person, you can be. You know, the problem of the world we're living in is that people going around the world trying to be someone else. Amen? And God just wants you to be yourself. Amen? And with his help, he'll make you the best self you could be. Amen? Amen? We serve a good, good God, don't we? Amen? Amen? So in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 14, the Bible says, the Word of God says this, as a beast goeth down in the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship. as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Lord, there is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Lord, there is no one else like you.
Thank you, sis. Amen. You know, I've got people that listen to me me preach on the website just to listen to Barbara Judy. They have to tarry through my message so they can hear them sing. What the Lord is saying to you and I in closing today, he's saying this in Isaiah chapter 48, back to our text, verse number 18. The Word of God says this. He said, "Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea." So in closing today, what the Lord is saying to us today is he's given us instructions. And if we follow his instructions, there will be increase in our lives. And he wants you and I to have this insight, to follow the instructions. Jesus said this. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me." And God's knocking on our hearts' doors. God has a plan and hearts and lives. And it's wonderful that God never changes his mind concerning us, but what he desires for you and I to do is to change our minds concerning him. So as he gives us instructions to follow him, maybe you're here today and you got off of the course. You know what he does? Know what his love does? He meets you right where you're at and draws you back to the course. He doesn't condemn you. He doesn't judge you. He loves you right where you're at. And God wants you, everyone in the room, to know that he has a purpose and a plan for every heart and every life in this room. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful. We're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do today. Maybe you're here today and you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or maybe one time you received him but you got off track. And you feel him drawing your heart back and drawing you back to him. If that is you, just slip up your hand and say, "Pastor, that's me. Is there anyone at all? Pastor, I'm not in the place I need to be. Is there anybody at all?" I see a hand. You may put it down.